Hey, fellow mathers, before we get into this episode, we want to share with you how you can get access to free content, professional learning that will keep your students engaged and doing the math that matters. Get ready to go to this link, mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge.
That's right. Registration is open for the free Math is Figure Outable Challenge that's starting May 15th and runs to the 17th at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to have 3 nights jam-packed with learning and routines that you can take straight to your classroom.
In these challenges, we have a great time. We do some math, talk about classroom experiences, give away super cool bonuses and prizes. You won't just walk away with routines that are naturally engaging and encourage your students to think mathematically. You'll also have a chance to win over $6,000 worth in prizes, including a few virtual PD sessions for your school. I'll be joined by my wonderful co-host Kim and special guest Jenna Labe.
You can register at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge for a fantastic learning experience. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Now on to the show.
Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. What is Math Strat Chat, you might ask? Well, every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. People from all around the world chat about the strategies they use. It is super fun to see everyone's thinking.
Okay, this Wednesday, our math problem was 7/4 of 6. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast and solve the problem any way you want. Remember, the problem was 7/4 of 6. Go ahead and solve it and then come back to hear how we solved it. And go.
Okay, so really go solve it. Like actually pause the podcast and go solve it.
Yeah.
All right, Kim, I'm calling it. Today you're first.
Okay. So I was thinking about how I know that 7/4 is made up of 4/4 and 3/4.
Okay.
So 4/4 of 6 is just 6. That's the whole. So then I need 3/4 of 6. And I know that that is 4.5. And I know you're going to ask me how I know that. So the reason that I know that is because I know that 45 minutes is 3/4 of an hour.
Oh, that is slick.
So yeah, 4.5 is 3/4 of 6. So then together 6 and 4.5 is 10.5.
I did not see.
I hope that's what you got.
3/4 of an hour coming. I did not see that coming. That is really nice. Yeah, I decided to do something a little different. I was thinking about 7/4 as 7 1/4.
Okay.
So I decided to find 1/4 of 6. I did not think about 1/4 of an hour. I wish I had. That's super cool. I thought of 1/2 of 6 is 3. And so 1/2 of that to get 1/4 of 6 would be 1/2 of 3 is 1.5. Mm-hmm. So now that I know 1/4 of 6 is 1.5, then I thought, well, I need 7 of them. And I decided to go kind of fraction-y. A lot of times on social media, people will poke me. They're like, fractions are your friends. And I'm like, I know. So today I was like, okay, well, let's go fraction-y. So if I'm going to do 1.5 times 7, I thought of the 1.5 as 3/2. So 3/2 times 7 is 21/2. And then I could think about 21 in half. As 10.5.
Nice.
And then I kind of checked myself because I was like, let me just make sure I thought about that. Because I honestly don't do fractions that often. I don't know why. So I'm starting to do it more often. But I did think about 1.5 times 7. And I was like, well, that's just 1/7 plus 1/2 of 7.
Yeah.
So 7 and 3.5 is also 10.5. Yeah.
Nice. I like
Bam!
It.
There you go.
Well done.
Oh, fun.
Okay, listeners. We can't wait to see your math strategies. I wonder if you were like Pam or me or something entirely different. Represent your thinking, take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking.
Yeah, tag me on Twitter at PW Harris or Instagram, PamHarris_math and Facebook, Pam Harris, author of mathematics education. And make sure you use the hashtag MathStratChat. So check out the MathStratChat problem that we post every Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. And pop back here to hear how we are thinking about the problem. Y'all, we love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement, where we are revolutionizing the way that we teach math. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figure-outable.
To learn even more, make sure you register for our free challenge at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. You are not going to want to miss the evenings of May 15th through 17th, starting at 7 p.m. Central.
Math teaching, go register now. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Join us to make math more and more figure-outable. And if you can't join live, register and we'll send you access to the recordings. We'll see you there.